Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Sarah McLaughlin, Porteous Port NOLA Chief of Staff, to talk about the latest happenings in and around the port. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell. Happy to be here.
Sarah, I wanted to start off with, obviously, we've been watching what's going on with the bridge that collapsed over in the Port of Baltimore. And one of the things that has, you know, really revealed itself is the importance of these ports and the economic impact of these ports and the big concern to hurry up and get this thing back open, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, we send our deepest sympathy to all of our colleagues at the Maryland Port Authority and anybody who's been, you know, impacted by the tragedy in Baltimore. But yes, I think it's all the more reason why we are continuing with development of our Louisiana International Terminal down in St. Bernard Parish.
You know, I think a lot of folks have gone through this educational process. The media has been reporting about what it actually means to that area. And there are a lot of similarities that we can draw from them to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's important for people to know that we've got layered safety measures in place, you know, for ships traversing Algiers Point to terminals at the Port of New Orleans. You know, the ship pilots that navigate the vessels on the river are some of the best trained in the world. They spend years learning their profession and staying updated on the latest technological advancements. And, you know, the pilots are supported by a robust fleet of harbor assist tugs that escort the ships and assist them in docking at port terminals. And I think also important to say that, you know, often pilots begin their careers working in these same tugs. So layers of safety in place, you know, in the event that something like this were to happen.
Yeah, has the disruption kind of worked its way out yet there in Baltimore, or no? Do we know?
I can't speak to that. I mean, obviously, we do follow the industry trends. I can tell you we are not feeling any impacts, any supply chain impacts here in New Orleans. But, you know, Port of New Orleans, like all other ports here in Louisiana, will do whatever we can to support as they continue with their recovery.
So let's kind of look internal. What are the most recent numbers that we know about the economic impact of our port throughout the region?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. And just to kind of take a step back, when we think about ports globally, there are 8,000 ports around the world, more than 300 ports in the U.S., 32 in Louisiana, and we're one of the five on the lower Mississippi. And our port complex represents one of the busiest port complexes in the world. So as you can imagine, there are a lot of jobs that support, a lot of maritime and logistics jobs that are supporting all of that work here in Louisiana.
And when we talk about that economic impact, what are the numbers? What does that reveal in numbers?
Yeah, it reveals numbers. First of all, ports are responsible for one in five jobs in Louisiana, I think, which is pretty incredible. And when we talk about maritime and logistics jobs, it's all of the people who are handling cargo. So from truckers to harbor police to warehouse staff to professional services, people supporting our administrative processes, legal services, all of that. So it's an incredible number of jobs that really support that. And we look at the average salary at our facilities. It's about $75,000 a year, which is 50% higher than the local average. So these are well-paying, family-supporting jobs in the maritime industry.
And the spinoff is pretty huge, too, right? I mean, I was talking to Mr. Massengill from St. Tammany Corps. They were very excited about an announcement that they made with Agile Coal Storage facility that's locating on the North Shore, obviously, that mm-hmm. deals with a lot of refrigerator and freezer containers that are coming through our port.
Yeah. And when we think about the Louisiana International Terminal and long term, it's expected to generate 32,000 new jobs nationwide. 18,000 jobs here in Louisiana and 4,300 in St. Bernard Parish, and that's all by 2050. So it's pretty significant.
And the way that it's structured, from what I understand, and this was done intentionally so that it would have a tax impact on in a positive way to local government and state government.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way it works at our Uptown terminal here at Napoleon, we own the cranes. But, you know, when we think about the new terminal, it's going to be cranes and other equipment are going to be owned by the port operators. So that's going to generate a significant tax benefit for the parish and the state.
Which, as you say, is different than the way that we're structured now.
Yes. Here at our Uptown terminal, we own the cranes.
Yeah. So when we talk about, so where are we right now? I mean, if you give us an update on the LIT as to where we are now.
Yeah, so we are still in the permitting process. We're a little more than halfway through the permitting process, and we are hoping to start construction sometime next year. But what we're really focusing on now is the workforce development and creating pathways for jobs now. And how do we do that? I mean, it starts with early conversations, which we've been having over the last couple of years in St. Bernard Parish, you know, to make sure that this project brings opportunities, you know, for the residents in Violet and St. Bernard Parish and throughout the state. And so, you know, a lot of that means, you know, developing relationships with partners to figure out how we can meet the needs of the community, how we can provide opportunities for people to be preparing, you know, to get ready for those jobs. And the other thing, and I think, you know, it's our responsibility to educate and expose careers, you know, on the river to the next generation of maritime workers. So we've got a lot of programming going on, not just in high schools, but also with some, you know, younger students in Jefferson, Orleans, and St. Bernard Parish.
No, absolutely. And I guess, are you guys also checking in with like Delgado and other learning institutions as well?
Yeah, Delgado, Nunez, yes. I mean, all institutions at the college level. But, you know, as I said, we need to really think even longer term. You know, how are we preparing the younger generation? And one of the partnerships I'll mention, we have a longstanding partnership with Who Works the Waterways. A great relationship, and it allows us to host maritime exposure events for local students in our tri-parish area. And really thinking about how do we make it fun for those students, and the way that we do that is getting them out of their classrooms. We've hosted events at the Louisiana Children's Museum. We've hosted events, you know, at high schools, at other schools, you know, just to really expose people to maritime and logistics and get them excited about it. Because, you know, we have this incredible resource in our backyards. And we really need to get people excited about careers in that industry.
Sarah, and finally, any update on the roadway? I know there's been a lot of funding that's been provided. Any forward movement there?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, RPC, the Regional Planning Commission, is in the middle of their study. I think they recently had a meeting down in St. Bernard Parish. They're still collecting information, and they plan to, you know, present some of the results of that in the June timeframe. So we'll be keeping our eye on that. And in the meantime, we are working on our end and taking a look at potential, you know, financing strategies through a public-private partnership. So, yeah, we are continuing to move forward, you know, in parallel with the project. And if I could just mention one more. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention one more thing. I did also just want to highlight our Harbor Police Department, which obviously is also part of the port, and we are hiring. These are also great careers. Currently, we've got 40 commissioned officers who are responsible for protecting the port, and we do have open positions for police officers there.
Absolutely. I was going to say, there's a lot of things that are kind of coalescing at the same point relative to the lit, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And I
think, you know, the roadway, the project, I mean, those are things that are working in parallel.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Again, you know, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. It is our responsibility to educate and continue to expose careers on the river, and we appreciate the opportunity to do that here with you today.
Sarah McLaughlin Porteous, thank you so much for joining us. We check in with you guys periodically to get an update as to this all important, very important project, that one that you don't get these types of opportunities that often that come your way. And so we really appreciate you joining us and providing the info today. Have a great weekend.
You too, Newell. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.